Profit pirates. There's lots of these lurking in your business. Some are visible, some are invisible, some are self-inflicted. So the important thing is to have a really good control and perspective on your business. And the number one thing there is knowing your numbers. You need to measure reality. Don't just rely on what the accounting department is sending you, because they're constrained by generally accepted accounting principles and perhaps some bank reporting. Make sure that your information systems can give you accurate, timely information as to what's really going on in your business. Benchmark what your normal production or capacity is. So if you have a service business and you sell time or you charge for time, it's important to know how many hours your people worked in a day and then how many of those hours were billable or chargeable. If, for example, you're doing warranty work or rework or repairs, that's probably not going to be charged to the customer, but it's still productive time. What you want to look for is unproductive blocks of time where people aren't scheduled, where they're not utilized properly, or where you've got them traveling from one site to another just due to poor scheduling. Another profit pirate is your own internal capacity. And in terms of the goal by Eli Goldratt, he says counterintuitively that the smaller the batch size, the faster the throughput. It's easier to wash one meal's worth of dishes than it is to wash 1 week's worth of dishes. So a smaller batch size can make you faster. And then when you're looking for bottlenecks, wherever you see a bunch of stuff piled up, and so this might be inventory on the shop floor, or this might be files and binders in an accounting office, wherever you see a pile up of inventory and work in progress, the next point is your bottleneck. And so you want to identify bottlenecks in your existing processes and then reduce the batch size, and you can actually increase your capacity without spending any more money on technology or equipment or training. You're just utilizing your assets more effectively. Another profit pirate is pricing. Often many businesses have one price for everybody. And what it does is you end up losing price or leaving money on the table for your customers that value your product and would pay more for it, provided that it included even more value, such as better service, more convenient installation, after-sales service, access for helpline, and all sorts of things like that. Apple does this when you buy their 3-year warranty, then it moves, you've got Apple support, and it increases from 90 days to 1 year for software support and help desk line. So they give you a tiered pricing where you can access more value and they can capture more revenue and more profit from you, and you happily give it to them because the value exceeds the price. So if you are in the business of offering standard, here's your fixed price, that's fine, but we suggest using, perhaps that's option one, adding option two, extended warranty, adding option three, more customized training and sales and service and support. So all the things that you do or can do need to be organized and priced so that customers can then self-select in what level of service and value they want to receive. And that is the fastest way to improve your profit, is to identify how your customer is using your product or service and give them multiple choices to buy it. Another profit pirate is the speed of collections. Often customers will negotiate better pricing for larger transactions, for volume discounts. And that makes sense when you're sitting on a bunch of inventory and you've got money in the bank or a good working capital position. But if you're tight on cash, and many fast growth businesses are very tight on cash, then having accounts receivable buildup where you don't have access to the cash is extremely negative, because now you don't have money for other growth opportunities. So accelerating the speed of collections is really important to avoiding a profit pirate. And the best scenario is to have your customer pay you up front. When you and I order a computer from Dell or HP or Apple online and they take our credit card, they've got all our money up front. In Dell's case, they haven't even manufactured it. And that's really good for a metric called days to cash. So be aware of the profit pirates that are visible and invisible in your business. And by dealing with them one at a time, you can have a very significant and positive impact on the profitability of your business.